Anishinaabe do. Hello, my fellow Anishinaabe. Hello, my fellow people. And welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Buju Nanabuju, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Natasha. Now please welcome the star of the show, Nanabuju. Take it away, baby.
Okay, hey, mi kwech, weenie mushe. Thank you, sweetheart. And Buju, welcome back. And today's Ojibwe word of the day. You know what I was thinking should be the Ojibwe word of the day, sweetie?
What's that?
I was thinking Gushkadinogizus.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, why not, huh? Gushkadinogizus. It is the freezing over moon. That is what we call November. That's what we call this time of year. And, oh, wow, what a special month it is going to be.
Yeah, huh?
Not only is it the presidential election, and I got to tell you, we got so many good candidates. I just can't make up my mind. I mean, I wish I could vote for them all because they're all just great. But, and then, let's see. Then it's going to be deer hunting season. In Anishinaabe Mohan, in the Indian language, we call deer Wawashigeshi. Or actually, we call them, if it's more than one, we say Wawashigeshi Wug. And one deer is Wawashigeshi. Two deer is Wawashigeshi Wug. And let's see. So deer hunting season's coming up. We'll have Thanksgiving later on. But mostly, it's just going to be really cold. Brr. Yeah. Gissana. Brr. It is cold. And that is the freezing over moon usually marks when the lakes start to freeze over. So we'll see the old Lake Bemidji freezing over.
Yeah, huh?
And let's see, what else can I say about November? You know, this is a hard time of year for a lot of people. You know, they really start to get the blues because, you know, the fall is over. You know, we kind of called this fall falter, like winter and fall.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I kind of like the cold. I mean, in spite of everything, I grew up here. It's what I know. It's what I can expect. I think if it was 90 degrees outside, it would be really weird. So anyway, Gushkadinogizus, the freezing over moon. And let's see, what can we say about that? Boy, it seems like nobody has any interest outside of the election this year.
Yeah, huh?
I don't know. Who are you going to vote for? Wouldn't it be weird if we found out, like, behind the scenes that Mike Pence and Kamala Harris were, like, boyfriend-girlfriend? and they were having sort of a Romeo and Juliet romance?
Yeah.
And then, you know, how about we vote for both of them and let them run the country together? How come no one ever brings up that?
I don't know.
There's an idea, huh? Gushkadinogizus. It is the moon that freezes over, or November. And I don't know. You want to add anything to this, sweetie?
No, it sounds like you got it pretty good.
All right. Well, in that case, would you send us out?
Sure. Well, everybody, just want to say, mi kwech bizandawi yeg. Thank you for listening to Buju Nanabuju, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Natasha. This is Nanabuju. Oh, he's so cute. And I will see you again.
Gigawabamin.
Middle
Ho-wah. All right, good job, sweetie.